Travel Talk. Discover Germany from home today at germany.travel, bringing Germany home to you.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
All right, Ed, as always, such a pleasure to have you back. And I suppose we could talk about what's going on in the travel industry, but in fairness, not much has changed since you and I spoke last Saturday.
Absolutely, Carol. The same government advice is still in place. All non-essential overseas travel until July the 20th at least. And they're saying that it's important to adhere to that, because if you're away, they reckon the risk is still high and they're worried about importing it back into Ireland. So, you know, that's the story. But, you know, of course, you can travel if you want to. If you do come back, you have to self-isolate for 14 days on your return currently. And we're waiting for a green list of countries where the quarantine won't apply. That's due to be published on the 20th of July again. So just again, realise if you travel against government advice, please note your travel insurance will be invalid. So please don't do that.
So even if the Department of Foreign Affairs advise against it, so there's no law saying you can't travel, that would still invalidate your insurance.
Oh, it would, yeah. If there's a country and if the Department of Foreign Affairs have said that it's only non-essential travel to that country, then that invalidates your insurance. The same thing that, you know, if you were to make a claim, if your flight was cancelled because of the fact that, you know, the government brought in that advice again, then people would claim on their insurance based on that, you know, that that was the reason they couldn't travel. So, yeah, it's a bit confusing, but yeah, absolutely.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
So once the Department of Foreign Affairs says only essential travel to certain places, Carol, unless you can prove that it is that, then your travel insurance is invalid. So then for the majority of people, that would be the case.
Which is why, Ed, we have been advising over the last few weeks that if you need to take a holiday this year, then you're better off staying at home, which, again, is why we have been coming up with some great options for staycations. Well, you have anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, a place, Carol, that I used to go as a child on holidays, just very near where I lived, actually, West Cork. A lot of people may not have heard about Loch Hyne. There's a gorgeous thing, a poem written about it. I know a lake where cool waves break and softly fall on a sylvan sand, and no voice save mine disturbs the strand. There's this beautiful lake, which is entirely landlocked except for a narrow channel in one corner. And it has all the appearance of a tranquil freshwater lake, but it's actually a sea. And it is amazing because it's like a microcosm there of flora and fauna that are only found there. There's an incredible variety of invertebrates, fish and plants. There's 100 sponges, 24 kinds of crabs, anemones, all different kinds of species, Carl, that are only found in this amazing marine nature reserve, which is Loch Hyne.
Wow. I've never heard of it, to be honest.
Yeah, it's absolutely stunning. I mean, there are trees, Carol, that grow around the lake called the chili fir trees. The Latin name would be Imbothrium lenceolatum. And they would only grow really in Ireland in this kind of temperate climate, which is down there in West Cork. They're absolutely stunning. You'll see them in some of the arboretums around the world as well. But look, it's really, really fabulous. And it was designated Ireland's first only marine nature reserve in 1981. And it's a beautiful area, Carol. There are holy wells. The ruined church of St. Bridget is near the lake there as well. There's a little island in the centre of the loch where they have these lovely ruins where the outcast Sir Fanino Driscoll ended his days. It's very popular for folk tales of all sorts of these king of the donkeys with these special magic ears and things like that you'd hear locally. But it's fabulous, Carol, for swimming, kayaking, diving. You have to get a permit from the Park and Wildlife Service. And of course, very near there, you have Baltimore and Skull. But a lot of people, Skibbereen, like where Loch Hyne is, a lot of people wouldn't even know about it. And that's why I wanted to talk to you about it today, because it really is something very special. And as I said, it's only 6 kilometers from Baltimore. And few places, Carol, capture the magic of West Cork better than Loch Hyne.
How big is it, Ed? You know, to walk around.
It's like, only
how much time would you give to it?
It's only 60 hectares in area. It's about 50 meters deep. And there's a little rise and fall of a tide, right? But as I said, it's salt water, but it's really, really unique. It's not massive, but it's like a little paradise. When the weather is nice there, it's just something else, really, really beautiful. And there's gorgeous trails there up the Knockamah Mountains for walking as well. There's kind of hills and mountains nearby there. So really, really nice. And of course, to stay there, there's loads of lovely places in Baltimore. You have also, Carol, got Cape Clear I don't know if you ever went on a school tour when you were young, Carol, to Cape Clear and Shirkin Island.
We were very deprived. when I was growing up. There was no school tours.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. Across the harbour from Baltimore, you have all these little islands and rocky islets, you know, known as Carberry's Hundred Islands. And Cape Clear, Shirkin and Hare, H-E-I-R, they've got their own personality. I don't know if you ever went to Cape Clear. They only have Volkswagens on there. And they were kind of a law unto themselves. The fishermen down there were amazing characters. The Jolly Roger, I remember that place. I don't know, the opening hours, Carol, seemed to be on a different time to the rest of the country, you know. But beautiful parts of the world. Cape Clear, again, stunning scenery there. And Shirkin Island. So I have to say, this part of West Cork, which I would say a lot of people may not know that well, is really, really something. It was very famous with lots of writers and things years ago. They used like Thomas Davis in 1814. He used to go there, and lots of people that got lots of inspiration from these places, you know. So really something special. And at this time of staycations and staying home, Carl, this would be a really, really nice time to discover it.
Absolutely. Well, West Cork, the whole area is just beautiful. It's stunning. It really is stunning. So, okay. And so where would we go possibly for more information about this?
Yeah. So if you go to baltimore.ie, Carol, /islands. But if you go there, baltimore.ie, there's a fabulous website, Baltimore and the Isles. And if you go to discoverireland.com, they also have a great section on it there as well. And yeah, you can go down and you might discover a new species when you're swimming around in the lake.
that's a bit worrying, actually. You
know, Cork has a lot of things, Carol, unique, you know yourself.
I was going to say, yeah, but I was trying to be polite.
Yes, very unique things down in Cork. So enjoy
it. Yourself come out of Cork, for heaven's sake.
I know, absolutely.
And they don't get much more unique than you, that is for sure.
Carol, you're charmer. Yeah, go on.
Ed, have a lovely weekend. And just a reminder, Ed's email is always open. So if you have any questions of anything to do with travel, ed@traveltalk.ie.
Brilliant. Thanks a million, Carol. All the best.
Travel Talk. Discover Germany from home today at germany.travel. Bringing Germany home to you.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.